Well, hello. Happy Thursday. Welcome to House Seats Presents. Woo! A lively group here today.
Wow.
I know. Did you love that?
I did.
It's nice. Even when we have only a couple people in here, it feels like there's like 40 people in here.
Wow, I love
this. This is so exciting. We're I was going to say this not in a bad way. We're surrounded by nostalgia, and that doesn't mean anyone in the room is
that? Womp, womp,
womp. And I'm staring at your website right now, too, my dear. And I want to just point out something really fast. It says, one of your favorite movie scenes when you were a kid. I'm just seeing this now. And it's Donald Duck or Daffy Duck.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And he's playing the two pianos.
Dueling pianos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this. So we have Sarah Hester Ross here today.
Woo-hoo!
She and I are going to talk about some of the things she does here in Vegas, but more importantly, we're going to talk about how she got involved with our set list this last week and the 4th of July. And then we also have my Uncle Tom. I have family. Family. You know, Cousin Rachel was on a little while ago, too. So I love having my family on here. So there you go. Hi, Uncle Tom.
Hello.
Uncle Tom plays a very important role in our prop area today, too. If you'll take a look at what we have around here, first of all, we have some jumpsuits, clearly ones that say jump, and we're going to get to what these all mean.
Oh, get it. It's a jumpsuit.
See? I tried to get Brandon Nix to wear this during his jump
Why
number.
Wouldn't he?
Well, it was craziness between both shows backstage.
Oh, true. So. That makes sense.
Oh, there we go. And then we have a Van Halen 1984 jumpsuit. And then we have a platinum record back here from 1984.
Indeed.
That is made out to you.
Yes, it is.
Tom Shelton. So we are going to talk Uncle Tom.
He's your real uncle.
Uncle Tom. What's that
indeed.
Musical? Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah.
Uncle Key and I.
It's a little
uncle
racy.
Tom. Well, yeah.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Let's have some rum. Whatever you have, start with what you're drinking. So usually when we do the show, we do sort of a weekend recap and then go right into the show. And our weekend recap really is the 4th of July. And what everybody did. I want to find out what everybody did for the 4th of July. Were there any illegal fireworks in your neighborhood? Did you cause any fires, anything like that?
I did not. My neighborhood was filled with illegal things, though.
Yes.
Oh, just.
Just fireworks?
Crazy. Yes, just fireworks. That's
no police called, no problems, no fires.
No, we're a nice little neighborhood, you know, and things happen.
Where do you live? Where are you at? What's your neighborhood?
Out in Bum F Egypt.
Okay.
Centennial.
Okay.
It's way out there.
Yeah, that is far. No HOAs.
But I like it.
Very far.
Yeah.
No HOAs. And they let you do the fireworks sometimes?
Well, and get away with this.
Okay, good. No, because I know, because we grew up, and Tom can attest this, we grew up, you know, in the same neighborhood, basically. My parents still live in the same house that I grew up in. And, we let off fireworks, you know, in the middle of the cul-de-sac out in the desert.
And they still do.
And they still caused a few fires back in the day.
And they still do.
In fact, we caused a fire last year. I know. We did a fire. We caused a fire last year and only noticed it. The police only came like three times before the actual fire actually
only
happened.
Three times?
And we were swearing it wasn't us with the aerials, you know. And I'm putting myself out there on this. And, it wasn't me. I didn't light it.
Oh,
anyways,
so
I was just a participant.
Your hands are clean.
My hands are clean. I didn't touch one thing. I touched a water balloon the whole time. I didn't do anything else. And we didn't notice until the palm tree was on fire behind the house. And someone tried to jump on the roof to put it out before the fire department gets there. I ran into the house and closed the door and I turned the lights off and told everybody to be quiet.
It burned a really long time.
It did.
Now, what would happen if you guys would have gotten in trouble if the fire department did come and there was a fire?
They came.
I feel like you'd get more in trouble if the fire department came and was like, "Where's the fire?" "Oh, never mind. It's fine."
Yeah, we were all good. I don't remember exactly what happened. I kind of stayed away, but, you know, no fires this year. So
it was pretty contained to one palm tree.
Yeah, just one palm. And we saw the palm tree this year because we're in the same house. And we're like, "Oh, look at that palm tree still burnt from last year." And the people that live there weren't. These people are watching right now. They weren't even home. So we were putting out their fire without them even knowing.
Oh, so it wasn't your palm tree?
So they probably drove home after the 4th of July from a nice weekend, family weekend. And we're like, "What happened to our palm tree?"
Well, as some of you may not know, but Bryce is an Eagle Scout.
I know how to start fires.
And that was his good deed daily.
Was starting a fire?
No, putting it out.
Oh, putting it out.
Did you get a badge?
Thank you.
Didn't start the fire.
The singing merit badge, the cooking merit badge. None of those really outdoorsy ones, no. Anyway, but as we look at all these and we reminisce over a lot of these, I have to tell you, he brought these in. These are the Frisbees, the foam Frisbees.
Yes. So cool.
He gave these to me. I remember getting these when I was like 5 or 6 years old. Because Tom worked for Uncle Tom. I can't call him by his name. It's like your teacher is never their first name. Like Aunt Pam. I called her Pam. She's like, I'm Aunt Pammy to you. So I cannot call them by their real names. So when you worked for Van Halen, you worked for them as the assistant merchandising director.
Right.
From 1980, we'll get the technical parts, 1980 to 1985.
Correct.
Yes. And in those years, I received many at Christmas, which I don't have now. I was so bummed. I'm like, why didn't I save the Van Halen merchandise? Because as he explained to me before the show even started about sort of the history of their merchandising, I'm going to let him kind of talk a little bit about that. They were pioneers in a lot of ways with how they marketed, copyrighted, and did their merchandise.
Wow.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We had a very brilliant band manager mm-hmm. who saw that the real money was going to be in merchandising.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first thing he sought was copyright protection. And a decision in the Third Circuit, I believe, out of New Orleans,
yeah.
anything that has your name on it is yours. And if they haven't sought your permission, you can seize it. So we mm-hmm. traveled the United States with a box full of seizure writs and had warehouses full of bootleg T-shirts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you give me some of those bootleg T-shirts?
Or? Absolutely. Okay. The good ones.
Absolutely.
Oh, some of the bootlegs were excellent.
Some had a little blood on it.
Right? Hey. It's
some
rock and roll.
Up tours, right?
It's rock
right,
and roll.
Right, right, right. Oh, yeah. No, and you know, you have amazing stories, some of which you probably can and cannot share over the years. But
not all of the not details, all of the, no.
But I will
you,
tell you.
Like under legal, like you're not allowed, shh, or like.
They're still friends.
Mob. What's the 80s, right?
Sometimes it's best just to keep your own counsel.
Right.
You're such a wise man.
Well, I will tell you, we put on a hell of a show on Sunday night, the 3rd of July,
woo!
At the Yahoo! Brooklyn Bowl.
Yahoo!
We did a Van Halen and 1984 sort of rock-off of sorts. We had the album set to cover to cover of VH1, mm-hmm. and we had cover to cover 1984. And there's the crew backstage.
And there's the crew.
Okay, so you recognize some of our past guests on here. April Lapardi and Paul Johnson, Brandon Nix, and Mark Chinook. Mark is crazy. You know Mark? Monday's Dark,
I
did.
Yes, I know Mark. I love Mark.
And Jason
and these leggings are fantastic. I was really looking for it. I was told there would be assless chaps.
Oh.
And I was really
I think April came close to wearing them, and honestly,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
hot for teacher, well, right,
honestly,
there, Brandon Nix and April Lapardi.
I was kind of upset because if I were, I wasn't told that taking off our clothes was allowed. I would have totally done that.
Way to go.
And my team would have won. Their team won because of boobies. Let's be honest.
Well,
this is true.
Teacher.
The theatrics right? of 1984.
I'm just
we
saying.
We were talking prior on the phone. You know, he was partial to VH1 because you guys rocked it out in a different kind of rock way. That
well,
very pure, very true to the music.
Yeah. That's the thing that the album. That's the difference between the albums and. In the first place, the first album, VH1, is very creative and, you know, existential as far as rock was happening at that
point.
And then their second, there's a lot of hits off the second album, but it's a lot of filler, a lot of, you know, just like, it's not, I prefer VH1 over in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, not just because it's my team, but
right.
In real life, I think it's a better album.
One, as you kind of hear over right now, I had to look up his name because I didn't remember his last name. Mike Zutzer. Mike Zutzer was our guitar player.
And he was great.
That is, I think I looked over at my Uncle Tom. We were in the bowling lanes. And my Uncle Tom, I believe there were buildup going on up here. Because
I think
he leaned at one point and said, Eddie would be super proud.
Oh, wow.
He absolutely would. Yeah. You know, you can kind of cover stuff. But he played it.
Yeah.
Note by
exactly.
note, bend by bend, tear by tear. And it was just engaging, encompassing, and terrific.
Nobody. No. See, and we cry a lot on the show. It's okay.
Let's drink. Let's
have
drink.
A sip for the homage to the 80s and to Van Halen.
Cheers to Van Halen.
It's so smooth. Thank you, Scott. That's very nice. No, and I think everyone was silent and stopped. I think everybody Snapchatted and took their videos right there of when he started at the beginning of that song. And you're just like, what am I witnessing right now?
Right.
And as much as I got a lot of merchandise as a kid, I didn't really know a lot of Van Halen songs. I knew them, but it inherently, I never really listened to them.
Right.
I got sucked into the sort of the jazz era and my whole thing. You know,
I was listening
to like Harry Connick Jr. and Natalie Cole's Unforgettable album while cleaning the house on Saturday mornings.
Nice.
So I wasn't really, Megan, my sister, was in the other room listening to, like, you know, I was introduced to like Tori Amos and to, you know, Alanis Morissette and people like, which we talked about.
Tori Amos.
See, I want to do a set list of Tori Amos, but Andy's not sure people will come to hear, you know.
I understand that. I understand.
You from a piano aspect.
I would.
I think I have found our pianist for this.
Yeah, I would totally do it. Oh,
okay,
I love
precious
Tori
little
Amos.
Things I can hear.
And
you
she's a redhead. I mean, not
and,
she,
and
but
that.
She's a redhead.
Oh, I got goosies. Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
I have sleeves as a precaution.
Yeah, right. No one's gonna be. No, don't let anyone in the bathroom with a razor blade.
That just got dark.
No, it did. Sorry, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's
first day of the weekend.
It is. We're on our way.
Can't wait.
So this is your first set list show with us.
Yes.
As we're already getting ahead of ourselves and picking you for other ones. We do that a lot. When Brandon Nix is in here, we actually, like, I think Brandon gets roped into every, it's like, Brandon, you're going to do this song. This is him at rehearsal. In fact, that is my Instagram post. And like, of course I chose Brandon in the moment that I was there doing, I think he was doing Hot for Teacher there. That's Vincent Verderame behind us, our music director and he's so good.
Very strong.
He is.
Very strong.
Such a great
drummer.
He
works with Blue Man Group. Full time, and then he actually wrote the theme song music to this show, the little ditty we were dancing to prior to the
show.
That's
a great picture of Brandon.
Oh yeah,
he
could either be taking a dump or singing right now. Yeah, but he's good. We rope him into a lot of shows, and so I think, you know, one of the reasons Uncle Tom was asking me about.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I'm sucking in. Can you tell?
You rock.
I look so skinny.
Oh my gosh.
Woo, skinny.
MTV shirt too.
Baby, you
right? It's a great shirt.
You know, you might have worn this black jumpsuit. It has a full length
right?
zipper.
There's nudity on the show.
We're getting very
later
practical
on today.
Now.
I think we got pretty close to naked with April when she was on here. So it's okay. Nudity's fine. Nudity's fine. Oh,
okay.
See, Scott.
It's okay when you have a body like April, but when you eat two donuts just for the hell of it.
Okay.
Before you got here, it's not
where,
that kind of a show.
Oh, you didn't bring them with you. I'm so hungry. When we brought you into the show, and Tom was asking me before, Uncle Tom was asking me before, this is his first set list coming to. He said, how did this come about? What are these shows about? And as we start looking forward to our calendar for next year and the shows that we're doing, you know, we just finished up Amy Winehouse. We did that. Mm-hmm. And we're seeming to bring these shows back. House of Blues reprises them a lot. So we may be reprising Van Halen again at House of Blues.
Very cool.
Because they seem to watch it and then want to bring it to their venue as well.
Right.
But we're slated to do Rocky Horror Picture Show in October.
I would love to volunteer for that show just in general, because I've always wanted to do it. I used to work at Universal Studios, and they would do it every year, but I wasn't, I don't know why, I just never auditioned for it, but I've always wanted to do the show.
It's such a
so
fun thing.
Fun.
It was a staple here for a short time. We had a movie theater back in the day, the Torrey Pines Cinema over there on, before that, the Red Rock Cinema on Charleston.
Yes.
Used to do it, but then the Torrey Pines Cinema, which I think is now a Goodwill on Torrey Pines and Sahara. Yeah, right. They used to do midnight showings once a month, and they did a Rocky Horror Picture Show. And
once a month?
Once a month they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But now,
we're
going to do it. I think the last one they did here, they did when Wicked's cast came through at Smith Center.
Mm-hmm.
They did a Broadway Cares Golden Rainbow charity event at the Tommy Wynn Theater. And we went, and it was awesome. And so... So Andy Wright in the office, he's been wanting to do it for a while, so we're going to look at October.
That's a great idea, especially in October. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I volunteer to be the time warp.
Okay.
You'll nail it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really see
Thank
you.
Thank you for your confidence.
I really see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're giving me everything
right now. Uncle Tom, who moved here with my mom in the late 50s.
Yes.
With my grandfather, Grandpa Shelton.
Yes.
Who left beautiful Cardiff by the sea to come to July Vegas right now.
I know. God.
With swamp coolers.
They started.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Business. Yeah.
Can you just repeat what you just said?
Swamp coolers?
Oh. I thought you said swamp cooters. I'm like,
they're the same. They're largely interchangeable.
Oh,
largely.
Dear goodness.
I'm sorry. Yes. That's why I wanted you to repeat
Johnson's baby powder.
Good. Right?
Everyone.
Dry shampoo for the summer works for Johnson more baby than powder. Just hair, people.
Watch the use of talc. It has been known to cause problems.
Anyway.
They moved here, you know, and my grandfather was an entrepreneur. Go figure. That's where we got the bite from that. And funny enough, he didn't start shows, but he did have a motel in
two
motels.
Two.
And Shelton Battery at the time as well, which
still
is
still here.
Still here, not ours, but still the name.
His good friend Carl Watson, they dealt craps together at the Boulder Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which has since been absorbed by Binion's.
Yep. Yeah.
And then Carl wanted to get out of that, and my dad wanted to get it. He moved back to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so he sold the battery company to Carl, and we get to see each other every couple times a year.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
I do. I'm new to this city. About
it's got a lot of history.
Almost 2 years, but I love hearing about the history of it.
Yeah.
I just think it's fascinating. I'm really, I kind of like that like old like 40s mob history stuff. And I know that that's really huge in this town, like the history of it. But.
Well, we talk about, I mean, in the last few shows, we've been talking to a lot of performers who, you know, there's a place for big production shows like Cirque and the major shows, but there's sort of a comeback of these smaller shows. And like the Matt Goss, if you've seen the Matt Goss and the Gossy Showroom
at
Caesars.
I haven't, but I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah. Any of those shows, even when Rock of Ages moved from Venetian over to the Rio, they moved into a smaller, more intimate venue. It creates that more of a connection with the audience. Even
Definitely.
Blue Man Group, actually, they moved back to the Luxor in a different room, but it's about 500, 600 seats, so it's a more intimate show. Mm-hmm. People are going back to that, you know, connecting with the audience in a bigger way. And that's kind of what the set list and kind of what the shows we do. And kind of the show that you're doing right now, too.
Oh,
We're rounding
you're
it
in
up.
A show?
She's in Spoofical. I had to say that. Spoofical, the musical.
The musical, yes.
Over at the David Sachs Theater.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. And every night but Sunday. And according to Donald Trump, it is... Right, anything you start with that sense. Absolutely the greatest ever.
It is.
Donald Trump
he really preferred me in the show when he saw me. Yeah, yes, he was like, I like you. I mean, you're a woman.
That's because you're a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What'd you say?
It's Yahoo.
It's because she uses Johnson
like,
baby
is that
powder.
Fat joke. Donald Trump, mm-hmm. asshole.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's going so good.
Yeah.
The thing about this show is that it's a godsend for me.
Yeah.
I've been here for 2 years and I have auditioned out the
Darius.
Swamp Cooter.
The Swamp Cooter.
The Swamp Cooter.
I have auditioned so.
They cool you in the audition line.
It is. Hashtag Swamp Cooter.
Yeah, turn on those Swamp Cooters.
Anyway, but I really have. And I just really hadn't found a place that I fit. And I know that this is, it's silly, but I'm more of a comedian than a showgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And I like sandwiches and bread.
Yeah.
So not eating is not an option for me. So I auditioned for this show and it's so much fun. And I'm even kind of getting an opportunity because it's from the beginning. So we're creating as a team, like it's very SNL sketch comedy based.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. It's so fun. It's still in the baby stages. So we're working on making it as funny as possible.
Yeah.
But it's a great cast. Everybody is so fun and funny and creative and it's just we're going back into rehearsals this week.
Okay.
Because we're grand opening on the 28th.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Of July?
We'll be there.
Yes, of July.
Nice, nice. Okay.
Very exciting. Yeah. And we're adding new skits to it.
Okay.
I wrote a couple jokes. It's
Ooh.
Fun. So.
Are these the first jokes you've ever written?
You might think that because they're not.
You're going to hear
they're
Swamp
not very
Cooter
good,
in the show
so.
Probably. It's okay. The things happen organically.
Actually, no. I've been writing parodies for... musical parodies for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been doing Dueling Pianos.
Yeah. So tell us about this. So you've been doing Dueling Pianos here in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah.
And anywhere that will pay me.
Gotcha.
Yes. And just about anywhere.
So there you are.
Hi. There.
Is that money or are those business cards?
Those are basically.
Request songs.
Yes, the request. Basically how the gig works is that it's an all request show.
Sure.
And somebody can give a request And if it doesn't have money, it is called a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And I like to wipe my ass with those.
They're useful for other things as well.
You know.
Damn anything. That Journey song.
Yes, yes.
But ever so often, generosity comes along and people put cash with it. And that's how I make my money. And it's it's very fun. It gives the audience a sense of authority in the show. The more they pay, they run the show.
Right.
It's their song. They're in control. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's very fun, very improv comedy. Call people up for birthdays and bachelorettes. And, you know, basically I'm a babysitter of drunk people.
Yeah.
But
they
I
need
still
help,
get,
you know.
I know. I know. I get, oh, I know. I mean, but, and I get to drink along with them and just, you know, I'm a clown who makes money. It's awesome.
But you don't have to wear a red nose.
Sometimes I'd like to cover up my Coke addiction. Oh, I'm just sorry. God. I'm just kidding.
No, that's the Johnson's baby powder. Let's be clear. That's okay.
Talc. It goes everywhere.
Blame it on the talc.
It goes everywhere.
Anyway, yeah.
So have you done it at the bar at New York, New York?
I have, yes. I've only worked twice.
Okay.
It's kind of a sausage fest.
Uh-huh.
It's a boys' club. there are really only...
What are their most requested songs?
That's right. March of the Sausage. It's a German song.
The most requested song is either Don't Stop Believin' or Piano Man. Yeah,
I knew you were going to say Don't Stop Believin'. I just can't take that song.
It's.
And what did you say?
It's
what did you say at the show? You said something along the lines of who wasn't allowed backstage at Van Halen concerts were Journey fans.
Journey fans
were not allowed backstage.
Journey fans.
That's funny.
Thank you very much for that.
I mean, I don't hate the song. It makes me a lot of money.
Yep. There you go. Oh, and now thank you, Scott, for playing that. Well, no, it's mostly because it's that why I don't like it. It's that drunk guy crowd singing song that drives me. Yeah, Piano Man I love because I just love Billy Joel. But
and it tells the story of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, Billy Joel, it was originally a piano club guy, and that's how he started.
Yeah.
And his songs are so beautiful and passionate. Yeah. And they're fun to play, too. And everybody knows the words.
Right.
The thing about dueling pianos, it's not just a show. It's very interactive.
Yeah.
That's what keeps people in the bar. That's what keeps them drinking.
Right.
At the end of the day, all entertainers we're alcohol salesmen. Right. That's what we do. So the bar is happy when we're selling drinks and we're doing, you know, toasts like, to boobies because you can't motorboat a personality. Am I right? Yeah. You know, so, I mean, these are the shtick. It's the gig. These are the jokes, people.
Mm-hmm.
So. In veritas truth.
No, yes.
So I'm not going to come in.
That's funny because it's true.
Right. So I would clear a room if I asked you to play China from Tori Amos in the middle of a bunch of guys.
Unfortunately, you would. I would get really excited.
Oh, yeah.
And if there was a 20 or more, I would do it.
Yeah,
because
I'm gonna haunt you.
But even at the end of the day, at that point, you give me a $20 bill to play Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Someone in the room's going to hate it.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay $21 to stop it.
Stop you from singing it.
Ooh.
Good. And Mama makes money.
Oh, okay.
Either way.
So I'm going to just go and be like the little heckler in the group to write the songs that no one ever wants to hear just so you make more money.
It's perfect.
What's the least requested song?
Now I'm going to cry in the show.
Least requested song?
Yeah.
I mean, really anything by Tori Amos.
Right. Clearly.
So. Uh-huh. Oh, but her voice is so pretty.
Oh, I'm going to have a moment.
Now it's time for the razor blades.
I can't take it. No. I can't take it. I'll start crying in the show. And that's not because of my hernia.
Yoga.
Yes. Okay. So take us on a journey now. Wrong choice of words. Everyone has a drink for that.
No brown M&Ms. No brown M&Ms.
Yeah,
there
Van
really
Halen
was.
Started
and the
that.
Writer. It's she true. Knows.
I do.
It's true. Get out of here.
I have a rock star boyfriend, so he tells me all the stories.
And it's true.
I know things. It is. It's very
true.
And it's.
They hire one person to go and pull all the brown M&Ms.
It's true.
Out of the Van Halen M&Ms bowl.
There was a reason for that.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yes.
You know, any smart kid now would just go to the M&M store and just buy color by color by color.
It wasn't
right. Exactly.
It wasn't available. God. That option wasn't available
back
at that time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was the reason? Because our producer Scott just came through here, but
make sure people were paying attention and everybody got their limo.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's actually quite brilliant. Like
it
they
is.
Have to. every
well, today's
to
stars are
detail.
Just being dicks about it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do the yellow peanut M&Ms, but I want the rest of them. It's just because
the food coloring has animal stem cells in it.
Right.
And I'm a vegan.
I'm vegan and I'm gluten intolerant, but please bring the rolls.
Copycat.
Exactly.
Copycat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can you tell us a story? I know you brought this up at the show the other night. Can you tell us a story about Van Halen that we can share on air? I mean, you can share anything on air, but what you can, you yourself can share.
Sure. So the biggest event we ever did was called the US Festival.
Yeah.
250,000 people.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
When you walked out on stage, you actually had to like swivel your head to see them all.
Mm-hmm.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
And we were the last act of the night. We followed Scorpions.
Oh, wow.
Who were stunningly good.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw their show over here a couple weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
Stunningly good.
They're still
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Still great. So our backstage area was about a half a mile from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had AstroTurf and cabanas and everything else because it was real hot in San Bernardino, real hot. So we're getting ready to go to the show, and they decided it would be cool if each of the four band members rode separately in their own limo. So I was sitting next to Eddie at one of the refreshment areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, natural juices only. And he said, Tom, ride with me. I said, yeah, all right, sure. And so we get in the limo, and I said to him, I said, yo, Eddie, is there anything to drink in here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it was hot. It really was. It was like 98 or something after the sun goes down, like it is here.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, there's supposed to be a bottle of that kind of champagne you guys like.
Mm-hmm.
Dom Perignon or Crystal, those were, you know, in case one or the other wasn't available. And I said, well, do you want some? He said, no, I don't like it, but you have some. So I opened the bottle and we each had a glass and he downed his quickly. He says, that's not why I want you here. I have an important question to ask you. Okay? He said, my brother and I are about to ride from backstage to this venue and we're going to work for a couple hours, right? And my dad, who you know is a classical oboist and plays in the LA Orchestra, and him and my mom gave us everything. I said, yeah, I met him. He said, well, we're going to make more money in the next 2 hours than they ever did in their whole life. What do you think? And I turned to him and I said, gee, Eddie, I think that's pretty cool.
Sounds good to me.
And he thinks about it for a minute like it was my response was frivolous, and then he goes, damn right, pretty cool. Let's have another glass of that stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. They actually were a pretty close family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
In your time working with them, one of the things that we end up talking about, and I'm going to ask you this question, you know, we always believe in the power of the universe and the law of attraction, things like that. Do you think when the guys started and how early they started before you met them, that even before they broke up, that the synergy they had created what they put out there? I mean, did they see themselves on that stage of 250,000 people once?
Dave certainly did.
Yeah. 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 Right.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, did they turn people away? I was expecting more. Right. He always started the show. And
where's
the
satellite feed?
And I always loved it.
Yeah.
Look at all the people here tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they ended their show a cappella with a wonderful arrangement of Happy Trails to You with the Shaps.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like
I was going to ask Andy to do, when he told me that right before the top of show set list, and he said that's what they did at the end of the show, Happy Trails. But I don't know if everyone in the group knew Happy Trails. Although you learn things pretty fast, all you performers.
Happy Trails to you.
Until we meet again. Happy Trails.
Look at us. A little Happy Trails group. And my dear.
Yes.
Yeah. We have 30 seconds left in the show.
Ah!
Oh, my God. I even want to ask you where you're talking about Spoofical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself on the SNL stage one day?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that, but I definitely would like to write my own show one day, my own comedy piano show.
Yeah. That's never been done before.
Netflix
one.
Honestly, there is no female doing parodies. I know Weird Al does it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no... female doing musical parodies. And that's kind of my thing right now because of Dueling Pianos. Yeah. And I've gotten really into, I've done a little stand-up comedy. And even then I do some of my own original comedy songs. If you put my freckles together, I'm half black. It's not porn. It's HBO.
Truly. And we talked about that at the top of the show. We talked about HBO and MTV.
And I love doing it. It's comedy is what I'm good at. So.
It's out there in the universe now.
Yeah.
So
it's out
here,
there. Yes.
Everyone, happy trails to everyone.
Happy
Thursday. Whee! We'll see you next Friday for the show. Okay.